You're listening to Montezuma Mixtape. On the show, we provide evidence to the claim that everyone has a story to tell. That means you do too. And maybe you've told that story twice, maybe again and again. Then maybe it's the best story you know how to tell. Then it's your friends telling your other friends, ask John about his missing eyebrow. It's the story we tell around the campfire when we warm our hands and our ears are open. The story we tell on the first date to conjure laughter from across the table. The story that brings the party to a huddle and the night becomes a brimming reservoir of curiosity and superstitious happenstance. These stories are about ourselves or stories we heard about someone else. About the time you met Celine Dion at a 7-Eleven and she bought you a Slurpee. Or the story of the fortune cookie that sent your cousin on a pilgrimage across the Trans-Canada Highway. These stories are heartwarming or disturbing, God's honest truth or a load of bunk. To put it simply, these stories are good stories, moving, memorable, and repeatable. The purpose of this show is to cultivate the stories that come from your neighbors' mouths, give them a megaphone, and show that a small town county is, without exception, full of big stories. Stories are what turn a community into a place of characters, so let's become familiar. Each episode we have a new guest, each episode a new story. The second component of this show is music. Music to show how stories find new expression in other mediums and art forms that places deeper into a thatching. Each episode there will be an original mixtape that aligns with the story, not necessarily stylistically, but thematically. So listen close and connect the dots. Swift and bright, strange beams of light flow. You may have seen Shane Snyder standing on the side of Highway 491 with his thumb up. You may have even given him a ride. God bless you for it. Shane Snyder is a vagabond by trade, a man of stories and miles. This story takes place between here and there.
Chapter 1.
So, I was lost. And then I went to the drum circle. And this drum circle, I was really depressed. My father drank himself to death when I was 14. Mm. And so I thought I'd carry on the family tradition. And I didn't have enough alcohol to kill me, but I was sure going to get drunk and do something stupid. And so I was at that drum circle... I had met a couple of really nice gypsy-like people. They were really kind, but I just was off. I just couldn't be around anybody. I just kept going away. And finally, I grabbed the bottle of vodka and I said, screw it. Family tradition, right? So, I grabbed that vodka and I was just downing it. I'm such a lightweight. Well, I mean, one shot for me is usually three shots for a normal person. Mm. For anything, I'm a lightweight. But especially alcohol. So I was downing this. I was halfway through the bottle, which for me is like, it's a lot of alcohol for me. And I was out of my mind, and I was swearing at the rocks and the stones, and I'd stubbed my toe, and I cut my toe open, and I was cussing at things. And I am not a fighter at all, but I was looking. I was searching for someone, and I was going to say the wrong thing to them, and we were going to fight, and I was just going to destroy them. Which was totally out of my character. I'm like, you know, I'm a peaceful human being. Yeah, I don't like to fight. I don't like to watch people fight. In fact, I'm usually the guy that sees people fighting strangers and I'll walk up and talk them out of it.
Yeah.
That's usually what I'll do.
Yeah.
And so I was in a really bad way. And my brother had been trying to bring me out of this state, but he couldn't. And then I found out later that him and the two gypsy people had gotten together for the first half of the night and dedicated that to consciously loving me. Started talking to this one man named Sean, or Stray, as he liked to be called. He liked to be called Stray. And he was really kind, really loving, just understanding. He listened. And more than listened, he saw me. Hmm. Not with his eyes, but he saw me. Hmm. You know what I mean? He could... And that affected me, you know? And just all three of them dedicating that time. I found this out later. That they had dedicated their time into consciously loving me and bringing me out of this. And it worked. And he gave me this stone, this labradorite stone. What it looks like is it's blue, and then it's dark blue, and then it's black. Kind of like a black if you turn it a certain way. In some lights it's turquoise. It's really changing. One side of it's really smooth, and the other side is really rough. And I don't know, to me it's kind of like enjoying the beauty that you've already attained, and I look at that rough and I realize how much more I still have to go. Mm. But even in that, there's still tremendous beauty. Mm. Even in that roughness, it's very deep when you look at it. It's almost like looking into an icy ocean. Like I imagine, like, if you were to drill a hole through the glaciers in, like, around Greenland and looked into the ocean, the deep, dark ocean, full of richness. Mm. And in the stone is the gift of compassion. Mm. And it'll always be in the stone. Mm. For me. And that's exactly what it'll always be. But anyways, after I got out of this horrible rut... after I got over that, which really was like a fever, you know, the fever broke. And I was finally getting into the spirit of the drum circle. Let me explain to you what that was like. The drums are beating, and everyone gets a turn to be a star. Everyone gets a turn to create a new idea for the drum circle. And it's not a selfish thing. There's nothing selfish about it. Mm. It's about expression. Mm. In a primal human form. In the sense of rhythm. You know, everything has a vibration. Every vibration has a different rhythm, different frequency. Mm. And this was just an essential human experience. The drums were beating, and you could see as the ideas were flowing, this energy was just growing and growing, and no one in on that beach was unaffected. No one was unaffected. Everyone could feel it. And even people who wouldn't typically be open to things like that were affected. You could see everyone changed. And you could really see people for what they were. And everyone is beautiful in their own different way. Like Albert Einstein said, everyone's a genius, but if you judge a fish off of its ability to climb a tree, it'll spend its whole life thinking it's a fool. Mm. You know? But like, you could really see everyone for what they really were. Mm. And the rhythm's going, and there's just this circular synergy going in the drum circle that you can almost see. It became so electrifying. And I opened my eyes after... it must have been hours. It probably was more like minutes, but to me it was like hours. Mm. And I opened my eyes and I found myself swaying back and forth. And it just felt right. I wasn't doing it. It was just my body was swaying back and forth. And I look out to the ocean and it's the tide going in and out. And I'm swaying with the tide. I feel the energy of the moon pulling on everything and affecting everything. And I could see with clearer sight. I could hear everything that was going on. I could smell. All my senses were enhanced. And you looked up, and there was just a glimmer over the ridge of the cliffs. And that full moon started to rise. And as the full moon rised, the drumming just got louder and louder and louder. And everyone yelled, man. And it was a primal, authentic yell. Everyone yelled, man. And it was just such a releasing. You gave everything that was no longer useful up to the universe. And you allowed yourself to be exactly the thing that you wanted to be. In that moment, everyone was present. Hmm. And everything changed. And then you hear one guy yell, "Everyone, I need you all to listen." Everyone's like, "What?" And he says, "Who's going into the ocean?" And I swear to God, I was the first person. I dropped trout because it was a nude beach, but there weren't very many naked people. There weren't any naked people until I dropped my shorts. And I dropped trout, and I ran full speed under that moon. It was so bright and full. It was actually a supermoon. It was the closest the moon has been to the Earth in a long, long time, or ever will be for a long time. And I just dropped trout, and I ran into the ocean. I was the first one in the ocean. I just swam, and I was just there, man, naked in the ocean. There was nothing to hide me from my own sight. I could see who I was. Others could see what I was. I could see what others were, because there were only 6 of us that went in the ocean. But still, I mean, it was beautiful. We swam and bounded through the ocean, and like dolphins playing, and so I mean that was beautiful. So I mean, I mean, in the next morning, I felt like I had taken the cleanest shower of my life. You know, I felt completely new, like everything was open to me.
Hmm.
I could do anything that I wanted to.
Thank you.
been listening to Montezuma Mixtape. Today's guest has been Shane Snyder.
We believe that everyone has a story to tell. If you're ready to tell yours, contact us by sending us an email at montezumamixtape@gmail.com.
Montezuma Mixtape is created, produced, and hosted by myself, Ian Mott, and Greg Harple.
Our thanks go to our storytellers and to KSJD Dryland Community Radio.
Visit KSJD.org to find full Montezuma Mixtape episodes streaming online.
Join us again next month for another story from Montezuma County.
I was Mormon.